The winning ticket in Saturday's €19 million lotto draw was sold in Castlebar. Our reporter Killian Sherlock is in the County Mayo town searching for the country's newest multimillionaire.
The winning lotto ticket was sold in Castlebar.
Was it sold in Castlebar?
It was indeed. It's
not me, let me assure you. I was checking it first thing yesterday morning when I heard it was County Mayo, and it's not me. And you think I'd be out of bed at this hour of the morning if it was me?
So are you happy it's gone to the town? Maybe it's someone you know.
Maybe it is, and if it is, you know me, and you might come my way sometime, sooner rather than later.
We're asking people if they've checked their lotto ticket because they announced that it was sold in Castlebar.
I have indeed, yes. No joy. No joy. Not a cent.
Not a cent. Do you think it's good for the town that it was sold here?
Oh, it's a lucky town, isn't it?
Not
for me, but you know, but...
Oh, no, definitely. It's great to hear someone local. It's brilliant news. Yeah, definitely. Best of luck to them. Everyone's speculating where it was. But no, it's great that it was here.
We have official word from the lotto that it was sold in Castlebar.
Wow. Gee, there's someone lucky, so... It wasn't me, and I don't know if it wasn't me.
Is it good for the town, do you think?
But it seems to be a very lucky town, isn't it?
The winning lotto ticket was sold in Castlebar.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Have you checked your ticket?
I have, yes. I'm afraid I'm not the winner. I think it's fantastic for the town, but I think they'll stay anonymous.
Yeah,
I think so.
Is that what you'd be doing?
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you check your ticket?
Well, if I go to work this morning, it wasn't me. Unfortunately, because I wouldn't be going to work otherwise.
The winning lotto ticket was sold in Castlebar. What do you make of that?
Fantastic, absolutely great. Great to see me all win, like. Win something, yeah.
Did you play yourself? Have you checked your tickets?
I haven't checked the tickets, but I have played it, yeah. And I don't usually, so.
Are you not a bit curious now to see if you won?
What can I do with it this morning? This hour of the morning in Castlebar? You know? First thing I would do is airport.
Airport, where did you go?
Anywhere but Ireland. And think about it for 6 months, you know, and see what I do then.
Come back for the All-Ireland.
Absolutely, yeah.
Buy it.
That was Killian Sherlock talking to some Castlebar locals there. Well, the man who first highlighted the lack of a lotto jackpot winner for several months was the Fine Gael TD for Kildare North, Bernard Durkin. That was back in November. At the time, he was calling for an audit and investigation of the national lottery draw. He's on the line this morning. Bernard Durkin, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
You weren't buying lottery tickets in Castlebar at the weekend, were you?
No. But it was great.
Do you buy them?
To see the big prize.
Do you buy them?
Very seldom. I'm not a gambling person, really. Mm. But the general public like to have their hand in there all the time. It's a little bit of release for them, and particularly over the last couple of years in difficult times. And I think that two things have happened there. One, that the main prize has been unlocked once again after a lockdown of 6 months or more. And I think that's a relief to everybody. And that came about as a result of the National Lottery's response to the questions raised by the general public in the first instance. And I think that's a good thing. I think it may well be a good time to review further, to continue the review and to see whatever else might be beneficial to ensuring that the public continue to support the National Lottery, that there's no mystery about it, that it shouldn't have to, we shouldn't have to have a review in order to win the big prize, even though it can be argued that, you know, it's a game of chance and it could go on for a year or 2 years and so on. You know, that's not acceptable and wouldn't be acceptable.
The ground rules are laid down in legislation. Now, you were saying back in November that this debacle had highlighted how difficult it is to win, but do you want to make it easier to win?
Not necessarily easier to win, but the important part of it is this, that the person playing the lottery needs to be assured that while it is a game of chance, that they have some chance of winning. And that over a 6 month period, there should be, you know, one or two draws where the main prize was won. That didn't happen, despite the fact in the first 6 months of 2021, there were five or six wins in that particular area. So all of a sudden, there seemed to be a lockdown on the winning of the big prize. And that creates unease amongst the general public. And this, the monies from the National Lottery go to countless excellent causes all over the country. And it's important that public confidence remains high in how the lottery is won and the causes to which it goes.
And at the end of the day, it now looks it's a one ticket winner after all this time.
Yeah, that's a thing that causes me some little concern still. I think that we should continue to, and the regulator should continue to look at the issue, find out whether or not it might be better. And instead of having one winner of 20 million or more, whatever the case may be, maybe to have 20 winners of a million, it might be better from the point of view of attracting people to invest in it. But there's one thing I think it goes without saying, that the important issue is that the public have confidence in the way the system is run.
All right.
If there's any issue that worries them about that, you know, they won't participate to the extent that we would like them to.
Deputy Bernard Durkin, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning, 11 minutes to 9.